Okay. There's a major topic in the world of Machshava. Elements of what we're speaking about today, or not even elements, a dominant part of what we're speaking about today is based on Kabbalistic ideas and insights from the mystical realm as well. And in order to just be like entirely honest about where we're at, there's definitely a lot of nuance and complexity and things that we are not going to be able to speak about. I do hope that the presentation we're going to have this morning is one that's going to be clear and accurate, and one that will reflect a variety of very, very important truths. I want to begin by framing the issue in a way which I think is hopefully on some level relevant, and it's one which I think is very, very important. Many of us are aware of the fact, Ata Haresi Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado, Kishbaruchu Les Atar Panoi Minei. In a certain sense, we will often hear references in Psukim, in Mamari Chazal, in Kabbalistic sources, how there isn't just one God, but God is also, that there's nothing but God. Ein Od Milvado, the way interpreted by many, not just that there's no God other than Ribono Sha'olam, but that God is everywhere in a certain sense. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, if one another, you know, mucker, though maybe not in the level of Chazal or Pasuk, that God is really everywhere. And that a person should know that Hashem Baruch Hu is Mikayim all things, and that part of Yichud Hashem is that God's presence, in a certain sense, is equally present in all locations. That the Yichud of Hashem, the second of the Ikarim of the Rambam, the Yichud of Hashem, God is not just one God, but God is singular in a way which is almost like unfathomable, the oneness of the Ribono Shel Olam, and that God in many ways fills the world, and that there's godliness everywhere. We spoke last time we had Shirin Tfasemet, that in the Kudah HaPnimius, Tfasemet is claiming that there is a place of godliness within every single object, every item that a person can find in this world. The Ribono Shel Olam can be found there also. That you can find Ribono Shel Olam in each and every location within this world. The problem is, or the way to frame the issue, is that many of us are aware of the fact that we can't see God everywhere in the world at all times. There are places that are holy, and there are places that are not holy. There are people that appear to be filled with holiness, and there are people that don't. To say it in a way which is somewhat relevant given some of the current events, that there's a world in which on the one hand, Ein Od Milvado, in the one hole, on the one hand, like, Les Atar Panoi Milei, Milei Kol Aretz, Milei Kol Aretz, Kevodo, because Baruch was everywhere. There's also a world of, like, anti-Semitic attacks, and there's a world where there are Jews who can be killed. And there's a world that when you look at the world, you can't say that easily, that in every single place in this world, there's everything's pure and everything's godliness. It's maybe sometimes like a cute one-liner, like, Skeval, Hashem's everywhere. And you sort of like nod at that for a second. But upon reflection past that 1 second of, you then realize, like, what does that mean even? That there can be one, everything is godliness? How can everything be godliness in a world in which there's so much sorrow and tragedy? How can everything be godliness in a world in which it's not always clear, that there's pure and impure? In a world in which there's clearly division between the holy and the not holy. And how do you relate to it? How do you find the Ribono Shel Olam in a world like that? What exactly is the Mahalik? How exactly do things work? I want to try to develop first the Mahalik from Chaim Belajner and Nefesh HaChaim. After that, we'll hopefully speak for some real time also about what you find in certain Sifrei Chassidus, a very, very fundamental debate about finding the Ribono Shel Olam in the world in which we, in the world in which we live. Let's start out by noting as follows. Nefesh HaChaim is the work of Chaim Belajner. The Nefesh HaChaim is divided up into four different sha'arim. The fourth sha'ar of Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Velazner, the founder of the Velazner Yeshiva, the first year of the Yisrael Yeshiva, we spoke about Chaim Velazner, although not this section. The fourth sha'ar is the most famous. That's where Chaim Velazner speaks a lot about Talmud Torah. That's where you get the emphasis on Talmud Torah and a lot of the Lictus world, the fourth sha'ar, Nefesh HaChaim. Now, it happens to be that this is true with a lot of sfarim. You may wonder sometimes, well, what about the first three parts of this? What happened there? You know, and there are even some who frame as if the world like forgot about the first three, and like suddenly like only care about the Talmud Torah part. That's what he, you know. The first three are really important. Also, Shir, a bunch of years ago, we spoke about the first two shars. The third, though, the focus of today, in many ways, is the most, in a certain sense, the most like overtly Kabbalistic. In a certain sense, he speaks about ideas of tzimtzum, God's presence in this world, and what exactly that means: divine concealment and divine presence, an imminent and transcendent God. Reb Chaim Velazner in the third shar of Nefesh HaChaim speaks a lot about different pieces of the Ribono Shel Olam. There, Reb Chaim Velazner develops an idea which is incredibly significant. and will give you a lot of good understanding in a certain sense, the way at least many describe it. A lot of debates that we're speaking about today, we'll develop a mahalach in understanding it. Therefore, Chaim Volozhin will give you insight into the Litvish world. He'll give you insight into what Avodas Hashem looks like for the world of Volozhin and going forward. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, it is pashut in a certain sense. It's in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel, Perek Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, a lot of things here to speak about. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin as follows. Kadosh Baruch Hu is memalei kol alamin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is found and present very much in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here, ein od milvado, mamish. There is no place in which the Ribono Shel Olam is not actually fully present. If I can get a good here. Sorry, I'll go to the actual Makor sheet of the computer. I'm lost right now. Yeah. Even after the Ribono Shel Olam created the world, this is in Perek Dalet. Kol ha'olamos v'amekomos arvias kulam b'shivoy gamar v'achtos pashat. That even once God created the world, still, Kadosh Baruch Hu is memalei kol haolamos amekomos arbios kulam b'shivoy gamar v'achtos pashat. He fills all the worlds, places, and creations in an equally distributed manner and with absolute unity. And that's how God fills the world entirely. That's what is actually really going on. Ve'eno milvado kimashmao mamish. That's what that literally means. So he writes here. Even after the Ribono Shel Olam created the world, and the world, there are different kinds of worlds, there are worlds that appear to have more godliness and less. Even now, the Ribono Shel Olam is like exactly what it was before creation. Nothing changed, nothing new. There is no barrier resulting from the created world in the essence of his absolute unity. God is everywhere in an intensely equal way. Shows the Chaim Volozhin as step number one. But, says the Nefesh HaChaim, and here's where things shift a lot, that's how the world really exists. Mitzido Yisbarach. That's how when God, from God's perception of the world, so God sustains everything. He is mekomo. So he's mekayim everything. And God can look at this world and see eno mavado to witness the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam everywhere that's here in equal ways. But says Rav Chaim Volozhin, that is not the world or the perspective that we are supposed to have. Mitzidenu, it's not how we see the world. If you see a world, says Rav Chaim Volozhin, it's not a world of all is kadosh, all is tahor, and everything is holy and everything is equal. If that is the world that you see, you're messed up. You can't perceive it this way. People, man, can't see a world like this. We see a world not of achduso, not of God's singular unity in all places. We see a world of reboy. We see a world of lots of different things. We see a world that has holy places and places that are not holy. We see a world that has actions that are good and actions that are bad. That is the way that we're supposed to see the world. And a person, based on Kabbalistic sources, cannot and should not try too much to understand what it means that God's really Eino Milvado in an intense way. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, the basis of all of halachic Judaism, the basis of halacha, is in our world that we see reboy. We don't see God's presence equally in all places. If you saw God, if you believed, I see the world as Eino Milvado, God is holy and God is everywhere, Rav Chaim Volozhin, so why can't I learn Torah in a bathroom? Why can't I? Because all places, God's everywhere. God's in the bathroom also. So why can't I open up my Shulchan Aruch and sit there in the bathroom and just sit there learning all day? Like we quoted this a while ago, that there was like years ago in the Dayanis, most recently, in one of the Dayanis Bechinas in Eretz Yisrael, they caught a guy for the Dayan. They caught a guy with his Shulchan Aruch open in the middle of the Bechina in the bathroom, cheating in the middle of his Dayan. So I mean, obviously he didn't become a Dayan, but a Daven. That's true. But part of the reason why when you hear that you're taken aback because it's a bathroom, and Shekhana, and you say, middle, what are you doing? Because from Enu Mavado, Givat Hashem's everywhere. No. In the world in which we live, that's not how things function. This is Chaim Velazhner, we'll just say it right here. We experience things in Chiluk Mikomo Shonim. Mikomos Kedoshim Utahor, Melahafach Temeim Mutunafim. That's our Gimel Parakei. We see the world, Mitzidenu. Mitzidenu, that's how it's perceived. And look in Parak Vav. Vihine, Kol Yisode Torah HaKadosha. The fundamental principles, Parak Vav here in Shar Gimel, the fundamental principle of all of Torah. Bechol Ha'azharos Amitos Kulam, Ase Velos Ase, Kulam Holchim Al Pizos HaBechina, Shemitzar HaSlagasenu Shevada Yeschiluk Veshinoi Mekomos. It is a Dover Pashat. All of Torah, all of halachic observance is predicated on the fact that we live in a world where, from our perspective, there are differences between places and between locations. Shemikomos hatehorim mutarim v'gam chayavim anachnu ledaber olahar b'divrei Torah. In holy places, you can only speak about Torah. You're chayav to speak about Talmud Torah. Umikomos hamitunafim, and in gross, terrible places, nesu bahem. I've here heard b'divrei. You can't even think about Torah. V'chein kol inyani v'sidri chiyuv hanagosinus v'tzaveinu mipivat Torah kedosha. That's all chiyuvim. And there are times in which God's presence is more manifest. That Shabbos is different than Wednesday. It's Gevalt. Wednesday, I'm already saying this Shir Shel Yom of like Chunarana now. It's already Shabbos. No, it isn't Shabbos yet. And you can't be Mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha on Friday. You just can't be. But I want Kedusha and Shekhinah everywhere. And all I see is that. No, it's not how things work. That level is a level which a person can't really fathom. That's how Torah and mitzvot work. You want to find Ribono Shel Olam? Don't go for the upper realms or the hidden, because Baruch Hu's essence is everywhere equal, spread out, and things like, because Baruch Hu's sign is everywhere equal, in a Movado Mamesh. You want to have a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam? Torah and mitzvot is the way in which you get there. Because we function in a world in which there is multiplicity. We function in a world in which I see different items, different realms of existence, different people, different places and different times, different objects, different actions, that I look around and I see difference. And that's where you find Ribono Shel Olam, so argues of Chaim Velazhner. That's where it really all is. That's why there's a Professor Shalom Hagen, a very interesting person, I believe, who wrote an article pointing out the following. Nefesh HaChaim is in so many ways based on Kabbalah. There's a lot of Kabbalah when you learn it, because sometimes we have this like impression that sometimes as if like Misnagdim didn't learn Kabbalah. The Gra was one of the greatest of Kabbalah. Chaim Velazhner, it's all based on Kabbalah. What's interesting here is that Chaim Velazhner is using Kabbalah to, in a certain sense, be anti-mystical. It's using Kabbalah, how God's filled everywhere, Mitzidenu, Mitzidenu. It's a lot of Kabbalah, different realms, different world, things like that. It's Kabbalah, but mystics, we'll see in a second, wanted to sort of like go to that higher level of existence, be aware of the higher level of existence, some of them. Chaim Velazhner is using Kabbalah to tell you, just keep Torah mitzvot. Don't get too fancy. Just keep Torah mitzvot. That's what you do. That's how you find the Ribono Shel Olam. There are different places, different levels, and things like that. When you know this with Chaim Velazhner, he's very, very nervous of the fallout that comes from a reality in which Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly mamish everywhere. When you have that attitude, so why am I mechalek between different things? And why am I keeping Torah mitzvot? It's a precise way. And I'll make up my own stuff because I want to connect to Hashem wherever Hashem happens to be. And that's a world he's very, very scared of for Chaim Velazhner. Something which he very much does not want you. So it's true Hashem is everywhere, but that's true from Hashem's perspective. And we can't fathom that so much. And we can't live in a world in which it's really considered to be true. And if we do live in a world where we act based on those realities, we're going to be in a very, very tricky place. So for him, there's intellectual awareness that Kadosh Baruch Hu is memalei kol alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it does not mean that in practice what we're doing all day. It doesn't mean in practice that that's how we're going to be living our existence. Torah mitzvot, that's how you find Ribono Shel Olam. And in many ways, the Mahalakh of Chaim Velazhner are a very, very powerful one at that. We understand, therefore, as a result, from real Chaim Velazhner person, so in Litvish world, so what does Avos Hashem look like? Avos Hashem is Torah and mitzvos. That's where Hashem is. All the other things I'm doing are there in order to prepare me, in order to engage in Torah and mitzvos better. If I do these things well, then I'll be able to learn Torah better. I go to sleep now, I'll be able to wake up and have more energy to learn Torah well. I go and I have a meal, I'll be able now to be Mekayim Mitzvos well. I'll be able to say brachas, I'll be able to daven well. And all those things are, again, because that's where Hashem is. It's more holy, it's where it's more kadosh. But in the general world, the way I look at it, I'm not going to be able to find it that way anywhere near as much. In Torahs HaChassidus, in early Torahs HaChassidus, you have a very, very different perspective. A very different perspective. There's an agreement as far as perception of the world. There's an agreement in a certain sense. Einor Molvado Mamas, Hashem is everywhere. You can find the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Hashem is found in all places in an equal way. You know, the way the Rav Chaim Volozhiner describes it, that like the neshama permeates our body. And again, you can't always see the neshama in all places. It looks like by, but there are things that are there in a very deep way. So, Kesh Baruch Hu, the way again, Torah Sechas Tidus, there's an agreement. Kesh Baruch Hu is Eino Melvado Mamish. There's nothing other than Hashem. Hashem's really everywhere. The Mali Kol Amin. Less other Panoi Minei, that line is Kuni Zohar. There's no area in this world in which Ribbono Shel Olam is not present. There's no area in this world in which Ribbono Shel Olam can't be found. All that stuff is entirely true. However, let's just dig for a second. Step two. Hasidim believe that in looking at the world looks in a very, very similar way. They also believe that the world does not look like it's always so clear, I can find Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's so obvious. They also agree that there's a world in which there are tzaros. They agree there's a world in which there's sorrow. They agree there's a world in which things are very, very difficult. They agree that there's a world in which there are holy places and places that appear to be less holy. They're not denying the fact that Chazal speak very much about learning Torah in a bathroom being something which is a desecration of Torah. They agree about many of those things, and many of those things are fundamental. Part of the core machlokas has to do with how much from our perspective that we can tap into an animal god of existence. How much from our perspective we can be aware of the fact that Kesh Baruch Hu really is found in all places. Some of this is quoted, again, we'll develop it in a more intense way, but just to get started a little bit. The Maori Naim in Parshas Yisro, the Chernobler, early Chassidus, in Parshas Yisro, had the following line, just to give you the beginning of an example. Vafilu b'madrega shu achshav, yesh gamkin. Vafilu b'madrega shu achshav. He's talking about a person that falls a lot. There are people who fall, there are people that go to a very, very low place. Even when you're there, no matter how far you're ever going to fall down, yesh gamkin Hashem yisbar. Hashem is found there also. Maybe very, very hard to find, maybe very, very much concealed, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is in all places where a person happens to be. Which means that even when a person falls, they should always know that they are going to, even though they're fallen, there's always a... Kesh Baruch Hu is in those places. Kesh Baruch Hu is found there also. Kesh Baruch Hu, it may be very rachok, may be very far away, but Kesh Baruch Hu is very much there, despite there being, to a certain extent, a degree of distance. There's a mashal that's very famous in the Baal Shem Tov that is the most intense sort of like manifestation of this idea. Mashal HaChomos, the mashal of the walls. The Baal Shem give the following mashal. It comes from Tolzak of Yosef, who's a great Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, and it's a very, very famous and very important mashal. It's a mashal which, again, there are certain things that when you hear them, they can sound like a vort or like a cute mashal, but these are movements where people are saying real ideas, and to take them as real ideas is very, very important. But nearly, this is from the Tozak Yosef. Niksafti b'makom acher. Shemati mimori v'rabi. Mimori, I heard from the Baal Shem. Mashal sha'amar kodem tkiya shofar. The Baal Shem gave the following mashal before tkiya shofar. Please listen up. It is a very, very fundamental mashal. Shai melech efer chacham gadol. There was a very, very great king who was a very wise man. V'yasa b'achizas einayim chomos u'migdalam v'sha'arim. He created a trick. It was a trick. And he built around him lots of walls and towers and gates. V'tziva sheyelchu etzel derech ha-sha'arim v'ha-migdalim. V'tziva lefazer v'chol sha'ar v'sha'ar otos ha-melech. He put people out in different places, and he told people, come and try to find me. Try to find me through these gates, try to find me through these walls, try to find me through these towers. Try to find me. V'yesha halach atzer echa v'chazer. Some made it through one gate, and they couldn't get past the gate, and they turned around, they can't find the king. V'yesh, and some made it to this tower, and some made it to this wall, and some to this, and they tried, and they couldn't find. Adcha b'no yedido, until his son, the one who's very close with the king, his am makes me'od she'yelech l'aviv ha'melech. He said, no matter what's going to happen, I'm going to find the king. No matter what's going to happen, no matter how many gates and walls and separations appear to exist, I am going to emerge and find this king. Adcha ra'a, once he tried so hard to find that king, you know what happened? He saw she'en shum mechitza mafzik beino levein ha'melech, ki ha'kol hayachizas einayim, v'hanim shal muvan, v'divrei pichacham chen. that what the Baal Shem was describing, the world in many ways, it's all a mashal. The world where you don't see, I'm looking for Hashem, and I get stuck at this wall. I get stuck at this mechitza or that mechitza. Said the Baal Shem, it's all a scam. It's all achizas einayim. It's all magic. It's all trick. None of it's what's really there. And a person, the b'no, yedido, shehizameit, b'chol kocho, that tried so hard with all of his work. You know what he saw? He saw it was all a scam. He saw that all that was really there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. He saw that all that was really there was Hashem Yisbarach. He saw in Od Milvado that an early Torah Sachasidus, and I want to elaborate to clarify what our potentials and misconceptions, an early, that you could find, you could tap into in a certain sense that existence. I can tap into an existence of higher world where times are not as finite and places are, this is holy and that's not holy. And because Baruch Hu, I can see and perceive it's all achizas einayim. It's all a trick of the hand. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is really present everywhere. And that in early Torah Chasidus, that's really in many ways where it is. Ki b'yedias adonai Hashem Yisbarach, malokol aretz kevodo. When you know that's true, so then in a certain sense, I see that everything, there are connections to the Ribbono Shel Olam that take place everywhere. Now, there are concerns with this. I'm going to add a couple of things. In order to pull this off, to see that it's all a scam in a certain sense, it's all a mashal, the Ribbono Shel Olam is really everywhere, you can't stam do this by, I'll say this in a way which is maybe like a little bit, having a l'chaim on a Friday night and rolling your eyes back. A niggun is not going to help you do this. There are mystical insights here. That in early chassidus, these are mystical principles. If you want to be able to do this, so I have to know how to channel certain ideas that come from the world of Kabbalah to be able to, not all people can do this. Not all people can do this. Tzaddikim have the ability to live in a higher realm, in a higher existence, to be able to perceive some of these things. To appreciate Torah Sachasidus now, two things may become, three things, may become more apparent in Torah Sachasidus in a way which is different from what you're going to find in the pure Litvish Mahal that comes from Chaim Volozhiner. One thing that will be very different, if part of the, there's this Maila, being able to perceive the world, can I perceive the world on the level of Malok Aris Kavodo? Can I perceive the world of Enam Levada? The Chaim Volozhiner says, no. Mitzidenu, we can. In Torah Sachasidus, early Chasidus, you can. B'no Yedido is able to find it. But not everyone can. Which part of the reason why elements of Chasidus, it's very important that if you're not a tzaddik, what do you have to do? Connect to a tzaddik. Because I can connect to someone who is able to live a life in that existence. I can't always do it myself, but part of the reason why the tzaddik takes on a certain value is because now I can, by way of the tzaddik, tap into a certain existence. It's a high level of avoda to be able to do this, but that's one of the implications. Second implication, which is very, very clear, is how do you find the Ribbono Shel Olam? In a world in which Reb Chaim Volozhiner, a world of different places and things like that, the only area, the only venue in which you can really find Ribbono Shel Olam is in Torah mitzvot. That's where you're going to find it. Torah Sechazi does not argue that Torah, mitzvot, tefillah are places in which you can do it. They may argue, number one, certainly maybe by the Baal Shem, that tefillah may be a more opportune, higher level kind of place to be able to experience it. It's a time associated with certain like ascensions, certain like capacity, especially if you look in somebody, open up like a sitter of that has like the kavanas al pitaros and kabbalah in there, certain like a pathway to sort of like better appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence and things like that in this world. Even Torah, in the thought of the Baal Shem, when I learn Torah, lav dafka, I'm studying it for intellectual purposes as much as for the devekas behind it. The idea of devekas, which is the dominant theme in Torah Sachasidus, it's not devekas the way in Chazal describes it sometimes. Like devekas means like be sensitive and be nice. That devekas means that you have to do certain activities or certain place where there's more devekas. Is a certain kind of like spiritual connection and feel sometimes. And that part of it is going to exist after the realm of just Torah mitzvot, which is why in Torah Chasidus they have the idea of like avoda begashmias, the idea of being worshipping the Ribbono Shel Olam through the physical world, because there's godliness also in the physical world. There are sparks, nitzotzos, there are sparks of kedusha in the physical world. And when I say a bracha, I'm able to make sure that I'm able in a certain sense, when that happens, to tap into in a better way that a person can tap into elements of, again, the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam in all those places, which means that the world is therefore going to look a little bit different as far as what even my Avos Hashem looks like. It's going to look a little bit different. The third piece, and this was really the critique of Chaim Volozhiner, is that you then start messing around a little bit. Again, at least certainly there's the potential to mess around a bit with the Kedusha of these places versus other places, of this time versus other times. That the idea of davening mincha a little bit later, well, Kesh Baruch Hu is melech kol haaretz kavod, and Kesh Baruch Hu is really everywhere. You know, so why are some times more than other times? And that you run the risk of that conservative Chaim Volozhiner of having a movement with less allegiance to the narrow halachic distinctions between different mekomos and different zmanim, between different people and things like that. Because in a certain sense, a person can start believing, if eino melvado mamish, Kesh Baruch Hu is mamish everywhere in the exact same way, so maybe certain things, certain times are not going to matter as much, and part of that's the critique of Chaim Volozhiner, you know, blowing shofar, something which is very, very holy, blowing shofar right now, today, is not a mitzvah. You're just a guy blowing a ram's horn. You know, is that a good thing to do? I don't know. Do you like clarinet? Do you like saxophone? Do you like ram's horns? You know, whatever you like to, it's your style. It's your zone, you know? Does it harken back to a time? Is it more than just, you know, the clarinet or the saxophone? Probably depends on your relationship, both the shofar and clarinets and saxophones. But whatever it is, it definitely, again, it's not the same meaning. It's not the same meaning. And you're not going to value sort of like, part of it relates to also, those of us are holding Barab Leibli Eger and Tzadok and some discussions about that. Part of it relates to is the value of, let's say, preparation for certain mitzvos as opposed to like certain zmanim and zrizos and things like that. You know, all definitely comes from there. What that means is that in terms of what you're trying to strive for, like at least in early chassidus, later on it became less mystical. But in early, you're trying to like almost like be in this world but live at a higher level of existence. Rav Nachman writes in Sichos Aran in Tzadivav, Raila Adam Lahargos Asma Lios Ba'olam Haba. Like virtually like prepare himself, like living almost like an Olam Habadic life, even in this world, that I can perceive things in a certain sense. Noam Elimelech writes in Parshas Truma also. Let's give you the line because it's so, again, it's not the exact Yisod, but it somewhat connects to it. Aval yeh tzadik she'ovid b'machshavos tehoros, u'medabik es atmo adei ha-mitzvos b'bori baruchu, b'tveikos v'chikos gadol. There are people who always are worshipping Hashem with pure thought and Torah mitzvos. Ha-tzadik hazeh hu moshech ta'anugei olam haba ilav, kilu nena miziv ha-shechina ba'olam haza. A person could live in this world and he's like almost living at this higher level of existence. He's taking some Olam Haba moments and applying them here. V'zeh atzadik enu mitzapo tanugei Olam Haba, ki yesho tanugei Olam Haba, ba'olam haza. He said, that's why the mishnah in Avos is that you should not be the tzadik, the shameis harav, amenas akabal pras. How come I shouldn't be in this world? Why shouldn't I worship Hashem amenas in order to get reward in the next world? Because really you're experiencing it here already. The tzadik is really worshiping your bonus soul and is already tapping into tanugei Olam Haba already in this world. That he has to live in a certain sense with a certain kind of like higher reality, with a certain kind of higher reality. In that sense, again, you're seeing very, very, you know, a lot of significant differences. Let's try to chazer what we said, and I want to sort of talk about one or two implications maybe for us. We'll end a little bit earlier today. I hope that's okay. I'm just a little bit recovering. We want to find the Ribono Shel Olam. And you're going to hear phrases and words different times about how Hashem is everywhere. He's Mimale Kol Alman. He fills all worlds. That Kesh Baruch Hu, in this world, he's concealed in a certain sense, but he's very, very much here in Edel Milvado. And you're going to hear certain phrases about the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a difference sometimes between what we know to be true and the manner in which, and the perspectives that we live with and what exactly we have to do l'maisa. There is a lot to be said for a reality in which the Ribono Shel Olam ein od melvado. How much can I appreciate that? How much can I see that in a certain world? Here there's things that are very, very clear. Everyone agrees it is at minimum exceptionally difficult. The average person, lav dafka, can really do it. Chaim Volozhiner, none of us can really do it. It's even like playing with fire in a certain sense. You can bask from some of the light, but if you mamish play with fire, like I'm holding the fire and playing with it, you will get burned. Chai Vash emphasizes in Shar Gimel that Torah in terms of compared to some of these insights are compared to fire. You can't go too much, or it's going to consume you and burn you. Even, again, certainly by the Torah of Baal Shem, not every person can just say, like, Gevalt, I know it's all a scam, the showers are not really there, and it's a chizay naim, and I'm with the king. No. Even that is something which is, again, God's essence is maybe always too far removed, but it requires a real serious kind of avoda, a real serious kind of preparation, certain mystical teachings to be able to do it properly, to be able to appreciate it in a real way. But I think they even say, I think in some of the newer Torah that's coming out about Rabbi Nachman, these ideas of almost like, I'll give you one sort of an insight where this comes up a little bit, the ability to like almost look at symptoms, and you see, again, there's certain mice of Rabbi Nachman describing this, and all you see are osios. All I see are the letters that sustain it. I don't see a cup of water, I see osios. The average guy that sees osios is off. I don't mean off in a, like, not picking up on social cues kind of a way. I mean, like top tier off. You know, like, I look at this, and open a Rambam, I see osios, because there are osios on the page. I'm not denying the existence of letters. I'm saying, you know, you see a shtender, and all you see are, like, no, all that's here are osios. No, there's a shtender here. And to see it in that level of existence is the avoda that comes with high level, it's like the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, like Sohar Ta'aseh La'Teva, you know, literally meaning like this light that's going to be in the Teva, but Sohar, to enlighten like the Teva, the letters, the Kedush of Osios, same which is there, but the average person can't see that. And if you're seeing that, and Lav Dafka, the average goal is, you know, the person is to be able to really like experience the world in a very intense, like, you know, Eden Levado kind of a way. But these are very different perspectives in terms of how a person can live this world, how a person looks at things. The world is complicated. There are holy and unholy places, and God may, it may be through the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam that everything sustained itself, maybe through the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chai Ketuvo, you know, Maisa Bereishis, but where we find the Ribbono Shel Olam, in Torah Sukkah Chassidus, there is a Ribbono Shel Olam which can be found in all places, at all times. And there is a capacity to tap into that level of existence. In for Chaim Volozhiner, that's so mistaken. It's so mistaken. You want to be able to find Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, Chassidus developed over time with different insights and perspectives. Chaim Volozhiner, you want to have a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever that even means. You want to be able to do what you're supposed to do. Torah and mitzvot is where Hashem is. They're holy places and less holy places. But Chaim Volozhiner does not deny the role of Hashem in this world. He denies our capacity to tap into that and whether that is the perspective which Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. But a person really, you know, really can do that. In a certain sense, it's like two different pshatim on that Mishnah Mesachas Avos. If you're mafsek milimudo, to look after the world and say the kama, you know, na ilan zeh, how beautiful is that tree in the middle of your learning? Mishnah says you're mafsek milimudo, so then you know how raising mischai benasho. Mishnah says if I look at, as the Mishnah goes, I look out into this world, you know, and I'm in the middle of learning, I look up and I say, whoa, those trees are so beautiful in the middle of my learning. So you're like mischai benasho. Why am I mischai benasho? So the simple pshat is like we're Chaim Volozhiner. Again, the simple pshat is you're learning Torah right now. And learning Torah is where the Ribbono Shel Olam is. And what are you doing by being like mafsek milimudo to go look at and look at a tree? Like, why would you do that? It's like if you could like, if a person has the capacity, I want to be with a person. I could either mamish be with that person, give that person a hug, or like, I don't know, go to a place that person was once located in and be able to experience that. So like, obviously, you want to be in a much more direct way. Torah mitzvah is where you're supposed to really be, and to go look at it, to say like, oh, come and Ilan Zeh, how beautiful is that tree? You're mischaibin out. You missed something. But in the Torah of Rav Kook, I think it's even more explicit in Tzihuda than it is in Rav Kook's own writings. The Torah of Rav Kook, they have a very different pshat in that mission, as many of us may know. If you're learning, I look at a tree, and you're massively moved, I look at a tree, you know, in the middle of my learning, you're mischaibin out. So they say over in the name of Rav Kook, I think it's really from Tzihuda, I can put the pshat as a little more subtle, I think, that if you're looking at a tree in the middle of your learning, it's together, mafsek milimudo, so then you're mischai benafsho. But if you're looking at a tree, and it's not perceived as being mafsek milimudo, no separation. You're looking at that tree as part of limudo. It's part of your interaction and learning of this world. It's part of your quest to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam well. You're not mischai benafsho. It's in looking as mafsek milimudo that is considered to be a problem. And people can live at certain levels of existence where they're able to perceive things in a very, very different way. And these are different ways that you relate to Hashem Yisbarach in this world. So we spoke last time about the Sfas Emes, the Kudah HaPnimius, that there are, again, the way the Sfas Emes is, in every single thing in this world is a piece of godliness which is there. And that impacts what it means when a person is going through Yerida. It affects what it means. Sfas Emes is not the exact same thing we said today from Baal Shem, but that it's plus mystical in the Sfas Emes. But it's, you know, there's presence of Baal Shem everywhere, and a person can be aware of and tap into in the Kudah HaPnimius. It is more neutral, the way that I guess Professor Norman Brown in some of his articles has spoken about it. It's more neutral than it is like in the radical sense of Baal Shem Tov, like mamish. You know, it's almost like a person just sees letters when they're holding a cup of water, or a person just sees that, like, it's just, they're no mechitzes at all. Five letters, these are different mahalchem. These are different mahalchem, and these mahalchem have implications. What's going on between having the role of a tzaddik or not, the significance of dafka Talmud Torah, or valuing certain kinds of tefillah, and seeing Hashem in Avod V'Gashmes. A lot of the things that impact the way we're obeying Hashem start with fundamental disagreements about what it means that God's presence is really here in this world. God's presence is here in this world. How much we can perceive it, how much we can tap into the implications that are enormous. We should be zocha to, you know, in an anal milvado sense, to certainly be aware of the fact that the most basic level, Ribono Shalom is Ribono Shalom, to be aware that Ribono Shalom is in charge, to be aware of the fact that a person has the capacity to cultivate shaychus and a kesher yachal, whatever that means, with the Ribono Shalom. Certainly the dominant way of Torah mitzvos, Chassidim also, Torah mitzvos is a dominant thing. And for those of us to be aware of the fact that we want to search for a Ribono Shalom in all places. I want to be able to, I can't also perceive it in the world of Chaim V'Lashner, but to know that Hashem is present here, from Mitzido Lefach, from God's perspective at least, to Ribono Shalom, which is there. The world is complicated sometimes, and the world has good and bad, and the world is holy and less holy, and the world has times that are more ripe for Kedusha and times that are less ripe for Kedusha. All of those things. And we should be zocha to be able to cultivate a certain kind of relationship with Ribono Shalom, we should be zocha to be able to have a certain shaykhus. Again, probably was not here the last couple of days, but I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Who's here for Shabbos? Yes.